time for another segment of Back to the Movies with Melanie Cutting. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. So we went to the movies, as we do pretty much on a weekly basis. Once in a while, I have to skip a week, but not often. This was actually a movie which both my husband Jerry and I were kind of looking forward to seeing, called Death of a Unicorn. Not the death part necessarily, but the unicorn part looked like it would be fun. And we'd seen a couple of previews and it looked like, oh, okay, well, this is entertaining and sort of fantastic. Just to cut to the chase, it was not a good film. And we were both, frankly, quite disappointed because we had thought that a movie with Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega in the lead roles and supporting actors and actresses, Tia Leone and Will Poulter and some other, you know, fine performers would really be good. But it was a tedious, kind of a tedious movie. In a nutshell, story concerned father and daughter, Paul Rudd and Jenna Ortega. She seems to be about 18 or 19 years old. And they've lost the mother, wife, a couple years ago. And they're heading off into the wild, very highly mountainous area. It's very beautiful. That was one of the nicer parts of the movie, is that the scenery was quite lovely. And the dad is a lawyer, and he has a job which will, he thinks, pay him a whole lot of money. But on their way to the place in the woods, the father and daughter hit a unicorn. Not just a unicorn, but a baby unicorn. And it seems to be at least very badly injured. And they're in a rush. They're trying really, really hard to get off to the this place in the backwoods, which is like a wealthy, wealthy, wealthy place that they're expected. Anyway, so they go and they hit this poor little unicorn on the way and discover when they get there that maybe the story of the unicorn is not over. And they're, of course, very quiet about it. They don't want to tell the folks who live there. But they sort of end up telling them anyway. I'm not going to go into great detail. It's just we just thought there's got to be more to it than this. And there wasn't. It was sort of dull, and there were some very pretty parts, but not the story itself was very simplistic. They discover that the unicorns, or the unicorn, has some special powers that will cure people of problems. The one problem that Jenna Ortega has is acne, and her acne disappears. But that's a small problem compared to the other things that the unicorn blood has to look after. In any event, it's not the worst movie I've seen, but far from the best. It just did not have a whole lot to it. And as I say, I was quite disappointed that some of the performers were in this movie. I thought, geez, you guys can do better than this. And I know they can, but not this particular film. Jenna Ortega, by the way, was just, for those of you who saw her a while ago, as Wednesday in the Addams Family spinoff, would be expecting way more of her. Anyway, so that's what's playing at the Maison de Cinema downtown. There's also I believe, a kids movie called Minecraft, which I imagine any kid who has any experience with Minecraft, the video game, would enjoy that. Another movie which is new is called A Working Man, and this is a Jason Statham movie. Jason Statham has made a killing over the past 10 or so years, being someone who is going to take revenge for deeds done by the bad guys. And he's, so in a way, it's kind of entertaining to watch him do that. But it's nothing even remotely unique. Anyway, so that's another movie. That's a new movie playing in English at the Maison de Cinema. Another one is a horror film called Woman in the Garden. And again, kind of a horror film. I don't know a whole lot about it. But not being a huge horror film fan, I'm not likely to go and see it. And the others that are there, frankly, we've seen quite recently. Mickey 17 and Alto Nights and the Black Bag. And there's a couple that I thought, well, maybe we'll go on CDs. But in fact, they are no longer available in English. They're only available in French, and that's Novocaine and Paddington in Peru, which I was sorry not to have seen. I guess I'll catch it on the TV screen at some point. And the only other one that I should mention, because it is in English, maybe a bit of a splash for itself. It's called Snow White. It's a live action version of the Snow White story and the Seven Dwarfs and all that. But it's being not doing well. I'll put it that way. It's not going to make anywhere close to the money that it costs back. And it looks colorful and splashy and musical and all that, but it also is just not being well accepted by the American/Canadian public for a number of reasons. But that is there. So if you and your kids want to go see live action version of the old Disney classic Snow White, there it is, and it features Snow White, the Wicked Witch, and of course the Seven Dwarfs. So it could be something that's right up your alley. Who knows? I did want to mention, though, in terms of movies, that there is starting on April, begins April 7th. It's the annual Festival Cinéma du Monde de Sherbrooke. This has been around for quite a long time. I think it must be 20 years at this point. And they have wonderful, wonderful world movies playing. And there's 80 plus movies to choose from. They're in many different languages. They're most of them are a show at the Maison de Cinema, but not all. Some are available through the University of Sherbrooke and various other places. There are also, besides the movies themselves, there are some activities that center around movies. It is if you are a film buff, if you love movies, this is the event to go to. Even if you never saw any of the typical movies that come, commercial films, this is the one to go and see, because the chances are that you will see one or several movies that are really just A1. And they're not hugely expensive. There is a cost for a 5-ticket batch and a cost for a 10-ticket batch. And they're pretty reasonable. So I would say, look online. It's easy to find. It's under Festival Cinéma du Monde de Sherbrooke. And it's fcms.ca. And you'll find the schedule and ticket price and pretty much all the information you ever wanted to know about this. It begins, as I said, on the evening of the 7th, and it goes right until April 13th. So something to check out. And I would probably, for next time around, I will be attending one or two of those instead of a commercially available film. Anyway, I think that's it for now. We didn't much like the movie that we saw, and we were disappointed, but there's always new movies coming down the pike. So I'm sure we will find something that we like a whole lot more. Okay, I think that's about it for now.
Okay, thanks very much, Melanie, and have a good week.